And something that struck me going through the literature is that the association between micrometastases and perhaps other more standard adverse prognostic indicators such as vascular invasion is very little studied. In fact, there are only three papers looking at this. Greenstrom was the first in 1994, showing that lymphovascular invasion was more common if the patients were CK positive. And again, Mescoli found similar results in 2006. A very nice paper published by Wasif showed that occult micrometastases were significantly associated with the presence of lymphovascular invasion in 16%, high grade in 28%, and an advanced T stage in 72%, which correlated very well with the presence of occult micrometastases. As you can tell, these are the patients that we would tend to call a bad Dukes B, and perhaps we would offer them adjuvant chemotherapy anyway. So perhaps some of the early authors suggesting that, you know, a decent pathologist is all that you need was absolutely right.